start drinking about that faucet. How we 20 doing 20 make me nauseous. Heart frozen, almost died before we were sliding. Boy, and try and found no more. Every skeleton in my closet was alive before I traumatized. Now I'm regretting we all apologize. Percocets to try and ease these homicides. It's up, it's time to play. Free to wave. Next up, we got a lot to talk about. Let's get it, man. So listen, bro. It's yours truly. It's Blunts and Battle Rap. First and foremost, if you checked out my first episode that I just posted a couple of days ago, if you show support, appreciate it. If not, I ain't tripping. I mainly made that recording kind of for two reasons. One, I really wanted to get some stuff off my mind. And two, I wanted to see if my podcast thing was still messing up. But it looks like the video went through. I mean, not the video, dear God. the podcast went through. So I'm guessing my shit's back working. So now I can go back to recording, doing some predictions and recaps, and just discussing all things battle rap related. All right. So let's get into it. We got first of all, Free to Wave. If you didn't know who that was, that was Quarantine Tales 2 by my boy. Okay. If you haven't heard in the last video, I discussed that he pleaded guilty through via Zoom. He's gonna be his final sentence is in September. 30 years with good behavior. I hope that maybe he only has to serve maybe 10, maybe 15 the most. But this is just me being a fan. I don't wish jail on anyone outside of child molesters and rapists. You know, at the end of the day, everybody, you know, I say this all the time. Do what you got to survive. You do what you got to. You know? Yeah. But, yeah, it sucks. I can only imagine what his family is going through. His daughter. I couldn't imagine just being behind a jail cell. Constantly, just the thought process of just constantly thinking about all the things that I could be doing instead of sitting in the cell. I could be spending time with my kids, be fucking on a bitch. I could be rapping, be focused on. These are just a few things I think Surf would think about while he locked. He's like, man, there's so much stuff I could be, so much other shit that I'd be willing to do than sit up in this motherfucker. But yeah, it's forever Free to Wave. But I just wanted to get that out the way. Let's get into some battle rap, though. Also, prayers out to Sue Surf and all his family, the Cox and everything. Prayers to them. I've been listening to Disparu. All work. Honestly, Surf's been has been what I've been listening to the most the past weekend. Anytime I'm going through something or when I'm depressed and stuff, I always put Surf on. I put him on for one reason. One, I love his music. And two, it's like reading an audiobook, but with some dope-ass production to it. Like, when you listen to a Surf song, you're listening to a different story of his life. A different chapter. You know, a different lesson. There's always something to pick from Surf songs. And that's why I listen to him. I learn something. I learn a lot. Pick up on what not to do, what to do. Like I said, I fuck with Surf's music heavy. Just cause I ain't drilling. I don't. That's the thing, niggas feel like just cause you're not a driller that you can't listen to drill music. Fuck out of here. Listen to the fuck I want. Disclaimer: I talk my shit. I say what the fuck I want on my podcast. So anybody that's new, understand I'ma say what I feel. I'ma say what I think, and that's gonna be the end of it. All right, cool, bet. Let's get to the battles. RBE, Divide and Conquer, just happened on May 6th, right? It was my best friend's birthday. So I was doing it big for her. I wasn't really trying to watch the battles. I was mainly just focusing on, it was all about her. So I had to watch the battles after the fact. I watched the battles last night, dead ass. Does that work? The one battle that I kept rewatching, Ilver versus King Los. Why? Not for what you think. It wasn't a classic. But King Los had classic rounds. But at the end of the day, in the second round, I felt where he was going in the second round. In the second round, it almost, he I felt like he had something on Ill Will. He tried to be like, all that joking to mask your depression, that was probably one of the hardest things he came at Ill Will about. Because I always wonder, like, you know, because, like I said, I actually follow Ill Will on Instagram. I actually check his stories from time to time. And sometimes he'll have a random status. He won't say names, kind of like me. We won't say shit about shit. We'll just say, man, fuck everything. And nobody knows what the fuck we're going through. And that's exactly how somebody like me and Ill Will want it. Only people that we want to really know what's going on is in our inner circle. But I constantly always figured that maybe Ill Will was going through something. For years, I always thought Ill Will was going through something. But I always admired how he always carried shit on. Like, he kept pushing no matter what he went through. He really didn't have to unload the clip on Jag. If you don't remember the battle he had with Jag, he unloaded that motherfucking clip, cuz. Like, the nigga had a machine gun clip for Jag, bro. It was too much. That third round, he decided to mention that whole 40 cal angle, cause even though Ill Will's one of those battlers, like, he'll let niggas think or say whatever the fuck they want because it's battle rap. These niggas don't know these. At the end of the day, niggas don't know niggas outside of battle rap. At the end of the day, it's rap. So it's like, but 40 Cal had an angle about some, you know, I guess him and Ill Will sharing bitches. And I guess she has a baby and she got the nerve to say it was Ill Will's. And then Ill Will, he had a small rebuttal for that. Like, he nipped it in the bud right there. He was like, I mean, that's all cool and all. But I fucked her in February. She already had the baby? Yeah, because the funny thing, it was funny. Like, wait a minute, she already had the baby and they fucked like 2-3 months ago? You gotta make the math add up, you feel me? Like, I guess. It was funny. But the thing about it was, I didn't buy the angle from 40 Cal. I feel like 40 Cal was reaching because 40 Cal realized he was gonna have to have more than just some interesting schemes to beat Ill Will. You're gonna have to have, you gotta bring it. So I get it. He came up with a fake angle because that's battle rap. Battle rap, you gonna come up like, I guarantee you right now, and this is just for me, I guarantee you right now, 60 to 70% of angles in battle rap are false. False narratives. Dead ass. A lot of shit niggas come up with, it's just rap. Niggas didn't come up with like, I heard you did this and that, and then they'll come up with a creative bar based on the false narrative they just painted. Like, it's rap though. I'm cool with it. I already said before, the only thing that should be off limits in battle rap is name dropping. Like, if you're gonna do personals, that's fine, but do not, like, if you're gonna say I'll shoot your daughter or I'll knife up your son, it's battle rap. But like I said, but if anybody remembers that Rum Nitty and New Jersey Twerk battle, remember when Twerk mentioned his son? And Rum Nitty shorter than Twerk, and he ended him up like that nigga was short as shit. Like, hold on, dog, what the fuck? Like, I felt Rum Nitty in that moment. Rum Nitty even walked off the stage after Twerk gonna talk about, I do what I want, nigga. You would be mad as fuck if niggas mentioned your kid in a battle. Because you gotta understand, you don't know if his kid watches battle rap. And Rum Nitty said that in an interview, like, my son watches battle rap. He watches me cook. So it'd be kind of, no. Like, that'd be fucked up. Like, little boy watching battle rap, and next thing you know, this grown ass man threatening to kill him on YouTube. The fuck? Nigga, you don't even know me. He just, little boy on YouTube, like, did this nigga just mention my name? Like, I'm not even a part of the situation. It's kind of like the whole situation with the game in G-Unit when somebody roughed up a little, one of 50 Cent's men roughed up this young dude, that's the whole thing. The point was, that was effed up. I'm above that. If you're gonna do personals, that's fine, but do not mention people's names. That's where you fuck up. Deadass. I feel like if you have to name drop, if you have to go so hard on an angle that you gotta mention my kids or whoever I care about's name, you ain't got no material. You really don't have no bars for me. So you had to get personals because you ain't got shit for me. Like, and that's how I feel. That's how I'm gonna take it. I feel like if you have to go so hard on an angle, you really didn't have any raps for me. Like, that's how I'm gonna look at it. You ain't had no bars for me. But And that's how I feel about, but like I said, that was, he had something with that in the second round. Like, he had some shit in the second. But every round with Ill Will, bro, like, yo, that's the thing. Ill Will, like, my God. First off, he already got how King Los is going to come at, like, I forgot that King Los did say, I didn't know King Los said it. He told ARP that, he got me fucking battle rapping again. Like, damn, nigga. Yeah, see, Ill Will, his all three rounds, Ill Will made King Los seem lame. A lame industry nigga trying to, that's pretty, at the end of all three rounds, he made King Los seem like a lame industry nigga. But he's not really industry, because he got, like, I've heard one song by King Los. One song. And a song he had with P. Diddy and Machine Guns Kelly, and it's called Ocho Cinco. And the song is about giving head. With that being said, I don't like the song, I don't like his discography. He's one of the best writers. I'm not gonna take that away from King Los. King Los, he had a whole, like, how do I explain this? Basically, he addressed, like, he thought the name Ill Will, and he thought, first thing that comes to your mind when you think Will, you think cars, you think mechanic, bam. So he had a whole bunch of mechanic scheme, and he kept going. That first round was crazy. You could possibly debate that first round. You could possibly debate it. But then not really, because King Los, that was another thing I noticed. King Los kept stammering. Like, he kept having to lose his, like, I don't know, I wouldn't call it a choke, but he kept like stuttering. Like, he kept having to bring it back in small doses, just a little bit. Like, I don't know, maybe he was just expecting more reaction for some of the shit that he was saying. I don't know. But he kept pausing and missed. Now, Ill Will did some of that in the second, but it wasn't all that noticeable. And then the second round, Ill Will was really dangerous. He decided to discuss, he was like, damn, hold on. I want to talk about it, because he was discussing something major in the second that really stuck with me about Los. Like, oh yeah, how Los, like, Los want to be conscious, but at the same time, he moves different than what he speaks. Like, you a conscious nigga, but you got to deal with P. Diddy, and that P. Diddy is like the most non-conscious person ever, like, at all, like. I don't even want to get. Then he mentioned how, like, you want to talk about, you know, you want to uplift people up, but you wearing all these diamond studded chains and stuff like that. Like, he basically brought out how King Los is a hypocrite. I love the hypocrite round from Ill Will, like, bringing how it, like, King Los is, like, he don't rap, like, his material doesn't match what he got. Like I said, I don't know King Los outside of battle rap. I don't. That's the whole beauty of just being a fan. Being a fan that's not riding battle rapper's dick, okay? I feel like you dick riding if you gotta constantly, if you wanna know every little thing about your if you wanna know every little thing about a battle rapper, you dick riding. I'm here for the battles. I'm here for that. I'm here for the material, bars, lyrics. I'm here for that. I'm not here for all the extra shit that happens outside of battle rap. That shit ain't got nothing to do with me. It ain't my business. But it's just interesting when it gets brought into the light, into battle rap. When your opponent brings your shit to the light in battle rap, it's just funny to me. But do I go looking for that shit? Hell no. But it's funny when I hear it. And it's like, his round for King Los, like, and then the third round, closed casket. By the third round, he started getting on how, I think that is interesting. I guess somebody stopped him. Like I said, I gotta rewatch that battle again. But third round, I guess King Los was being super. Oh, that's right. So I guess King Los was being super extra somewhere. Don't know where, but he was being super extra, acting like he about it. And then a Pyru pressed him. Look. From me knowing from personal experience what it's like to be pressed by a Pyru or a Damu, yeah, What you don't want to do is start busting your gums in public. And then being super hard about it too, like nobody's watching. Like I said, don't front if you're not really about it. And it's like, and I can't say whether or not King Los is about it. But I do know, yeah, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. Like, damn. And then I like how Ill Will was like, so you want recognition because you brought P. Diddy to battle rap? Nigga, have him back. King Los, material wise, King Los had great material, but overall, he didn't have an answer for anything Ill Will was saying to him. Like, Ill Will was talking to you. You know, he, and not to mention, he still had the bars on deck and everything. He still was able to talk to you and still make that shit. Like, he brought it to you. He brought the thunder to you. It was, whew. I do want to see King Los again. I do. I want to see King Los battle again. But yeah, Ill Will, 30-3-0. All three rounds. You can, the first round, because I really liked, like, he kept it going too. He had a whole mechanic scheme that was fire for Ill Will. You know, like this, that Pontiac, like that was hard. I love the wordplay from King Los, for sure. But overall, I get the battle 3-0, Ill Will. Straight up. That's just how I'm with it. That's what I'm with it. The man strikes again. The man lose the Rosenberg Raw, comes back, has a classic with 40, has a classic with Hollow. Well, no, I had him beating 40. Classic with Hollow. And now I got him 3-0 in King Los. What can I Ill Will do? I heard people saying he should get Mook next. Yes. Why not? I feel like that battle will be entertaining. For real. Because Ill Will going to talk to Mook. And Mook going to try to talk to Ill Will from like a king. Like he going to give you that king dynamic where he's talking down to you. But, you know, I don't feel like Ill Will's going to give a fuck about any of that. But I'm definitely putting my bid in for that battle. If Ill Will want that battle, and I feel like Ill Will would. Because one, the money. The money that you'll get to battle Mook. Oh, yeah, for sure. It's definitely worth the money. Even if that man comes, even if Mook came to the battle and he was ass, even if he came to the battle ass, it would still be worth it to battle him. Even if he came to the battle ass, it would be disappointing because, you know, you know anybody that battles Mook, you coming to kill this nigga, cause you tired of him being called, you're tired of hearing the goat. So it's time to kill the goat. You're trying to curry the goat. So, but in your quest to curry the goat, the money and the back end would be worth it. Whether he sucks or not, it'd be worth it. But let's get into the battle, though. But yeah, Ill Will Mook, I want to see it. Set it up ARP. Or, you know, I don't think Smack can set something like that up. It would be nice if Smack could set something like that up, but nah. But let's talk about Murder Mook versus Big K. I'm gonna like this one. I sparked for this one for a reason. Because this one, it's if you go on the net right now, it's mad debatable. Oh yeah, it's mad debatable. You got a lot of battle rap media platforms. They all got Big K winning. But if you go to certain hardcore fans, they got Mook winning. Shout out to Lotta Zay. Lotta Zay, from a battle rapper standpoint, he said he gives it to Big K 2-0. And he said he didn't even want to finish Mook's second. I didn't finish Mook's third. I didn't care. I heard the first couple of bars and I was just like, yeah, Mook, because literally, he should have had something stirred up because Big K's third round was incredible. And he kept back, he stayed on the topic of, like, how are you this GOAT? You don't put not all in that Vulture line? Yo. the belly line and the vulture line was pretty. The belly line, the first, fire. I loved how he delivered it. Really nice. And then he kept it going a little bit even after. I love when he mentioned the vulture shit. Like, you just come and pick up after we kill shit. That was crazy. That was crazy. Because it really be seeming like that for real. If you really think about it. Mook constantly gets his, he gets his recognition. He basically, he's like a pyramid scheme. But he's at the top of the pyramid scheme. He's the one, like, he acts like a pyramid scheme. Why you say that? Because he reaps from everybody. He feels like he reaps from everybody else that battles, even to this day and age. You know, since he comes from an era where there was, like, literally, like, maybe 8 of them niggas. I mean, we had, I don't want to count J Mills, man. I told. But you had J Mills, Tech, Party Artie, Mook. You had Rex, you had Unkasa, like, we had a lot of different people. So yeah, if you put Mook in that list, of course Mook gonna come up smelling like roses. Oh, and Lux. Lux was Mook's biggest opponent. And he beat Lux in a rematch. Man. Shout out to both of them, because this was still a good battle. Because the face-off had me thinking this battle was gonna be ass. It wasn't. Even with Mook could do. I understand what they were saying though. That ABC rhyming. But I did like his scheme, because he had like a hair scheme. He was like, it's crazy. I'm the one with the do-rag. And y'all the ones with the 360s. What's up with that? Now, of course, if you're not big on music, you don't know what a 360 deal is. But if you're big on music, you know what a 360 deal is. And, well, it's kind of ass. A 360 deal is kind of, it's basically you going independent. You pay yourself and all type of this and that. It's a whole, well, no. I think a 360 deal is where, no, you're not independent. A 360 deal is like, you're under a label, but they get most of your shit, I believe. They get most of whatever, they get most of the percentage of whatever you make. And that right there, it was a crazy line, because I think the person that explained the 360 deal to me in perfect form was B-Dot. Shout out to B-Dot. I haven't seen that nigga battle in a minute. I haven't seen him battle since that band won off with Kid Chaos. And bruh, I really like that battle. I even like when it first was real, beat up here crossing his arms like, what's up? I'm like, oh yeah, it's one of them. Yeah, it looked like the start of a street fight. And yo, it was nice. B-Dot came to fight. Kid Chaos came to fight. I really wish there would have been 2 more rounds for that battle. Really wish. It would have been wonderful to see. But I'm getting off topic. So yeah, Mook had the whole, you know, he's like, it's crazy. I got the wave cap and y'all the niggas with the 360s. What's up with that? And then he had a line where, like, y'all whole wave cap. I was like, ah, that was cool. It was cool because, like I said, it was a part of the buildup. It was part of the hair scheme, 360, do-rag, your whole wave cap. Like, I liked it. Word association. But, and honestly, like I said, I felt like he was talking to Big K in the first. A little bit more than Big K was talking to him. Like, Big K, he had a classic. I felt like it was kind of beatable. That first round was kind of beatable. So I had to give it to Mook clear because, like, you know, it just seemed like typical Big K. Like, Big K just coming, you know, he got his bars. He going to, you know, trigger squeeze, knife, all type of shit. Like, yeah, typical Big K. He going to come. You know, and then, but then the second and third Big K, yeah, the dog strikes again. He said, bro, he has so many quotables. I'm mad that I can't remember none of them right now. I want to rewatch the battle just for his second and third, because he was speaking some shit. That math shit, he's like, you up here trying to tell me how to, you know, how do you teach calculus to a baby? And then he was like, but then I look at that scar on your face and crack a smile. Because one of these days, you're going to have to explain math to your child. Yeah, because math off of, you know, as everybody knows, math off of, you know, swung on Murder Mook. Beat him up. So, you know, got it. It was nice. I think, but he did mention the math shit multiple times, which, I mean, it's the oldest angle, but it's also... And then, oh, when he said that T-Rex was Mook's big homie, I was weak, cuz. I was like, no, he didn't just say Rex is the big homie. What? He's like, yo, big homie, T-Rex. I'm like, what is he talking about? What you mean? Mook is Dot Mob leader. What are you talking about, Rex the big homie? Why is Rex big homie? Because he a Crip? I still don't want to get into that because I have my personal opinions about Rex being a loke. Because, yeah, I think it's funny that niggas start game banging in his 30s. I have never seen this nigga with a flag the whole tenure of watching Battle Rap. I've been watching Battle Rap since I was 16. Never seen that nigga once tote a blue flag. So, and then all of a sudden, Geechee get in the corner. Geechee gets in the culture, and all of a sudden, Rex blue? Okay. Disclaimer, I'm just talking my shit. I thought it was pretty funny. I don't know the history. I don't know for real. I just thought it was interesting. Because that was the first, I didn't see Rex start pulling out his blue flag until Geechee got into the culture. Meanwhile, known lokes, Surf, Arsenal, Shug, Steams, J Murder, like these are actually known lokes. Like these niggas have been having a blue flag since I've been seeing their career. So I'm gonna keep it at that, and I'm gonna leave it at that. But that was funny. He said, "Rex." I'm like, "Why is Rex Mook's big homie? What? How? How?" But anyway, Big K second and third was crazy. He was talking to Mook. There was nothing Mook could say about any of that shit. That Vulture line really snatched souls. Like, that line, I felt that the most. I feel, because it really paints the picture that Mook is acting like he's the top of a pyramid scheme. That's really what he's acting like. How he raps, he always talks, he relishing in his old accolades, like, I'm the reason you niggas could even rap it, blah, 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 and all this and that. And it's like, bro, we've been hearing you gloat for years. You keep saying the same stuff. Maybe show, like, I really, when Rum Nitty gets where you at, I feel like Rum Nitty's there already, but I'm thankful that Rum Nitty, if he ever gets your kind of star power, I know for a fact Rum Nitty not going to be Hollywood. He not. I promise you, yeah, he gonna be getting paid more, but I guarantee you, the skill gonna go up just as much as the pay. I promise you it will. Rum Nitty's never been a diva about, like, and they always pay him good chicken because he always gonna come to kill. And so, yeah. But Mook always relishing his accolades when you got niggas like Rum Nitty that got many, like, the nigga came to his one battle with his champion of the year belt on, and I guarantee you, I bet he didn't act Hollywood with that belt on his shoulder. I bet you he still show why the fuck he got the belt. That's what I'm thinking. They just want to talk. Show me why you the GOAT. Show me why niggas should not call you outside for smoke. Show us. Stop talking about why we shouldn't challenge you and why this is a dumb mistake and why we shouldn't. He was really in the face off. He really gonna get mad at. He gonna say. So Big K is not allowed to say you suck and that he's going to beat you tomorrow, but you're allowed to say it. And he going to say, because when I say it, it's the truth. What? Nigga, shut, like, Mook is funny. Like, nigga's not allowed to have, so you're the only one allowed to have, you're the only one to, like, to feel how you want to feel. I found Mook be funny. Mook be funny. And then, yo, that Ill Will impersonation, like I said, Ill Will and Mook should definitely happen. But yeah, I gave the battle to Big K second and third, 2-1. The dog strikes again. He, you know, everybody, I mean, I'm, and this is just my opinion. Like I said, it's not the ultimate consensus, clearly. People still feel like Mook cleared Big K. I feel like, I don't know what battle they were watching, but that's cool. Because I'm like this, what? Please give me a quotable from Mook's second round. Or third, please, help me. I'll go back and watch it myself, and I probably will. But I still, but off the second watch, Big K, 2-1. The dog strikes again. And then I did see one more battle from Divide and Conquer. I haven't seen Chef Trezor show off yet. I'm getting to it. But I did see Charlie Clips versus Rosenberg Raw. Now, once again, if you saw my last podcast, if you heard my last podcast, I spoke on Charlie Clips retiring his freestyle ability. Ah. But funny, in the battle, you find out he put no freestyling in his contract clause. Also, he was big serious. He was big. So basically, he put it in his contract clause that if he freestyle, I mean, I don't know what they'll do, but I'm pretty sure they'll be like, maybe they might take some money from his back end. I don't know. I don't know really what would happen if he would have were to freestyle. I don't know what would have happened. But he had in a clause where he was like, I'm not going to freestyle. So he wrote for Rosenberg Raw. Now, if you heard my podcast before, then you're aware that I said this. I gave Rosenberg Raw all the recognition. He was the first person I heard Shotgun Shug say, what's your life like, nigga? And I had Rosenberg Raw winning that battle. Personally, I had Rosenberg winning that battle. He'd been wanting to battle Shotgun Shug. He finally got it, and he did his thing. And then he did his thing with Jay, too. But not Jay, too. But, you know, Jay. Anyway. So, Clips goes first. He sets the tone for this battle, and I'm just like, oh. Maybe Clips ain't gonna really freestyle. We might have something here. Okay. He started going in. He had some good shit. But honestly, I felt like his first round, kind of beatable. Like, it was good. But overall, I feel like the first round is debatable. Second and third, you can't debate the third round. That third round, yo, ARP, look, you know shit got real. When ARP is caught in the heart, like, shout out to ARP, man. Because I know it got to be hard being a fucking league owner in a situation like that. It's hard being a league owner when you get put in a battle. Because when you a league owner, when you are, you know, the person that, you know, the business, when you're the business person behind your particular platform, the battle rappers always gotta reference you for everything, and it's rough. Niggas gotta go Clips really, oh my goodness, he exposed Rosenberg Raw for some shit in the third. Talk about okay. He got tough with this nigga named Polo. He gets tough with Bill Collector. He got tough with the one person he didn't get tough with, where he said it's out of his character, was Geechee Gotti. Yeah, wait a minute. It's on site for Bill Collector. Now, no, this ain't a slight to Bill Collector. But, like, wait a minute. You all out guns a blazer for Bill Collector, but that's not in your character when you get to Geechee Gotti? Okay, yeah. That's weak sauce. That's nasty. That's nasty work. No matter how you look at it. You definitely showed a bitch moment. It was what it was, though. It is. And then, to make matters worse, Charlie Clips starts speaking about how this nigga was mad that Mac Myron was on URL and not him. Shout out to Mac Myron. And then last but not least, this dude said during Rosenberg's second round, he texts screenshots about some shit with Rosenberg. Of course, ARP checks this shit out in the third. ARP looks up and Clips just says, am I lying? And ARP could not say anything. He couldn't deny nor approve the situation. He just stood there and just kept his mouth shut. And everybody just, like, everybody was just getting like, oh, I was like, oh, yeah, it's over. And Rosenberg Raw, he just stood there. He kept a good battle rap defense where he tried to act like it didn't faze him. That's good. I'd much rather him do that than him to get all talky and get all yappity yapping around. He took that shit on the chin like a man. I applaud him for that. For sure. That's what Ill Will was talking to King. King Ill Will came at King Lawson III about him being a man. And yeah, that's where the whole, you know, Pyru pressed him shit. Yeah, got it. Got that's. It is what it is. Back to the this battle though. But yeah, Rosenberg Raw, that third. Second, you could also debate the second too. The second, I felt it was. Rosenberg Raw had some shit for the second, but so did Clips. The second could be debated. You could debate the first and the second, but the third, for me, I gave the third to Clips clear. Because that third was like, damn. Second round, a second round debatable. I'm leaning more towards Clips, but I really like a lot of the shit that Rosenberg Raw was saying in that second too, though. For sure. I might have to go back and rewatch Rosenberg versus Clips just to get, you know, because I don't have a full prediction. I feel like this battle is debatable, which is a good thing. You know, it's a good thing. And Clips didn't freestyle. Clips kept his word. So shout out to you, Clips. I'm sure Vida Fly is happy too. You did not freestyle. You actually wrote for Rosenberg. But wait a minute. He's like, I cannot respect the nigga who got his name from the 1700s. Rosenberg, Rosenberg, Rosenberg. Why do I not see hoes with Berg? Yo, it was funny. None of his homies could even say anything because, yeah, we've never seen Rosenberg Raw with a chick. We've never seen it. So it was just funny. It was funny. Like I said, Clips don't have jokes. But, like, Clips is he's an avatar. He's a battle rap avatar. Like, he has many different, you know, tools under his belt. But he didn't freestyle. All his material was written. So you can't do nothing but applaud him for that. He came through. I'm mainly happy he came through with all three rounds. Usually Clips don't have a third. And yet his thirds lately have been the most crucial. He really be getting his bag in the thirds lately. There's a lot of different battles I want to also get some battles from the past recognition. For example, Lady Flames versus My Verse on Smack Volume. Fail. You don't know how many times I watched that body. Yo. Lady Flames, at this point, I'm like, Lady Flames did not have to do her that dirty. He did her greasy, man. Like, My Verse has some shit, and like I said, I got the app. I got the app for sure, so I stand by what I said. I gave Lady Flames all three rounds. Her first round, the only reason why I can't fully watch her first round, and it's mainly because of the dude in the crowd. She was like, since this angle keeps getting used, I'm getting tired. I'm tired of you bitches with the same angle. So let's sum it up. It's sweats over skirt, and I'm still gonna get fucked. It was facts. Honestly, let's be real. Most niggas like females that prefer sweats over skirts. Even though skirts is the one with the easy access. Digress. But she was like, let's sum it up. It's sweats over skirts. Let me not disrespect the bar. She said, so let's sum it up. My mind work. It's sweats over skirts. I'm still gonna get fucked. And it was fire. But then some dude in the crowd gonna say, yeah, tell him how your pussy works. Nigga. I'm like, dude, her man on the stage, this nigga wild. They go, yeah, tell him how your pussy works. Like, what? That's not what she was saying at all. She wasn't telling My Verse how her pussy works. She was just telling her flat out, So what if I beat bitches up like I'm a nigga? I'm still gonna get fucked like a woman. Fuck, I'm married. Me and my nigga, her and Jack Boy is married. Like, yes, I'm sorry, like, niggas, I that's another thing, I hate the stigmatism in battle rap, where female, the whole angle where, niggas swear battle rap females have to be attractive to be fired. I don't like that narrative. E Heart was one of the best female battle rappers. She's on my top five list, period. And niggas love coming at her for her looks. I'm like, man, y'all leave her alone. She could still out-rap a lot of you motherfuckers. She could out-bar a lot of you motherfuckers. Y'all up here talking about her looks. I mean, that's all good and dandy, but she could still fuck you niggas up. Not all fire battle rappers are attractive, okay? Not everybody could be Jazz. Not everybody could be Farrah. That's just for me. Not everybody think Farrah's, you know, fire, but I do. Farrah, what's up? Anyway, enough about that. Farrah Funeral. That's crazy. I think I found out last year. This is how you know I really don't be paying attention to motherfuckers' lifestyles outside of battle rap. Because I just found out last year, one of the reasons why her name is Farrah Funeral is she's a mortician. That's her job outside of battle rap. She's a mortician. That's some crazy shit. I couldn't do it. It's not even about being scared. I just... Just looking at a body without a soul in it, it hits different. It really hits different. The body has like, and then not to mention, when none of the organs are working, and then the body looks like, it has like a leather texture. Anyway. And then their face is all sunken in. It's a whole vibe that I don't want parts of, for real. But yeah, I learned last year, Farrah's a mortician. Slow, but yeah, I don't like Lady Flames. Fuck my verse up, like it was sick, man. She was like, my verse to my vertebrae. Damn, I'm trying to kill this bitch in the worst way. Stone crack, then a sternum break. Go from my verse to my vertebrae. Yo, she, oh my goodness, the I'm trying to be diverse. So how you diverse? Like, oh my goodness, she was like. This is from the block where nines get tucked to what I do with nouns is tough. That's solely you, not Converse. That's why I'm finna lace you up. Shit like that, bruh. Lady Flint, she was fucking her up. Like, it was. What plagues my mind is, why would Smack set this up? No, I'm a drag verse. Just a rapper airing out my grievances. Catch her and, like, that was Flames did not have to go so hard on her. She was like, Leg, I swear it's all logistics. She is like bar after bar after, like, it was just so many. I was just like, ah. And then when she rebutted, she was like, so my verse thinks she dope because she can rap about fruit and shit. And see, me, I couldn't comprehend. I couldn't comprehend it. But the hunger of the streets is what they taught me. So I figured I can manage. So now the goal is degree. The key, we comprehended. And then she had like, she like, so if you plumb dumb thinking I won't blame it. My pomegranate, like, see, like, oh my, like the fruit scheme was fire. Way better. So, like literally, she did too much in this battle. Like, way too much. And then towards the end of the third round, she was like, I would slap you, but I need my back in when I get back. You welcome. Because first of all, you didn't earn this shit. Check the vibes. I don't want to get... She's like, texturized, spoon-fed. So I have a melody in your mouth is something you don't recognize. Like, that's how she, and then what plagues my mind. Yeah, that was so much. That battle was fire. But Lady, I mean, no, I won't say the battle was fire. Lady Flames was fire. She overcooked my verse. I overcooked the fuck out of her. I had to give her her flowers on my podcast. I have to. If nobody else is going to speak about how Lady Flames bodied the fuck out of my verse, even, because the thing about it, we're going to talk, matter of fact, I'm going to take this time to discuss another battle too that I've been having on my mind. But yeah, my verse, like I said, I saw how, you know, the back and forth, I saw it a little bit back and forth between her and Flames before the battle. So all I said was, so in my mind, I'm just like, when y'all going to set it up? And then when I download the URL app, shout out to the URL app. If you ain't got the app, you can get it if you want. I mean, $8 a month, whole library and stuff. Hey, it's cool. But I just happened to see that battle. I was like, oh, I got to check this shit out. And man, I watched that battle. I can't tell you how many times I watched it. I watched it at least 20 times in one day. And then another 5 times another day. Another 5 times another day. Like, Flames, bro, this lyric, like, bar for bar, I was like, yo, line for line, I was like, man. The Lady Flames need to be up. Like, I was mad that Lady Flames didn't get the top spot of, you know, female battlers of the year. Like, Jazz was on the list, C3 was on the list, which, respectfully, they deserve to be on the list. I don't feel like, I'm not going to speak on Miss Hustle. Let's leave that alone. But I'm just going to say this. Lady Flames definitely deserved to be on our list, and she wasn't. And I felt bad, and I didn't like that. But I think Vixen was on the... Oh, nah, I don't want to do that either. But I'm not going to slight females who I actually think are dope. But Flames should have definitely been on the list. And then another body that I want to talk about before we get out of here. Shout out to the Marvelous Wonderful. Eastside Killer, Marv One, the one person in battle rap that actually got to battle Eminem before Eminem became super great. If you go to the deleted scenes of 8 Mile, you'll actually see his battle. You'll actually see him, like, they actually recorded him and Eminem. They just didn't put it in the movie. But he's in the delete. They recorded that battle and him with Marv One and Eminem. And Marv was spitting shit. And like I said, and even Marv said it himself. Nobody rapped like Marv. And sometimes people say that so much, kind of like how they use the word idol so heavily. It gets so overused that when we actually lose an idol, the word doesn't seem like it does their justice, because we use the word idol so much for so many different people that's beneath them in our mind. With that being said, Marv One is one of the greatest battle rappers of all time. Honestly, my bad. Marv One is in my Mount Rushmore. Forgive me. I had 5 niggas, but I'm going to replace one of my 5 with Marv One. Deadass. Because my list is always going to be Surf, JC, Lotize. What else? It used to be Prez Mafia on the list. Geechee used to be on the list too. Like I said, my top 5 was JC, Surf, Lotize, and there's a 4th person that can't come up on top of my head. But there's my top 3 right there. There's JC, Surf, Lotize, and I got Marv One. That's 4. There's one more after that. That's my top 5. And this battle that I'm getting ready to mention, one of the reasons why. So nobody remembers this nigga. And I decided to do some research on this nigga, because I was like, yeah, whatever happened to this nigga? Does anybody remember? Does anybody remember? How do you say his name again? Hazy Williams. Alrighty it. Let me stop. Because I really don't know what the fuck he was doing with that. Hazy Williams. This dude, I actually felt he was fire. What made him dope was he arguably had some of the best food bars. And he a fat nigga, so you would expect him to have food bars, but he actually was nice. He's actually kind of nice. But my problem with Hazy is he thought he was nicer than what he actually was. He thought he was greater than what he actually was. And some shady, and a lot of things came back to bite him. Like, he battled this dude Lex Luthor And Lex Luthor smoked him all three. Like, Lex Luthor had smoked him all three rounds. And then he brought a nigga out to confront him. And Hazy just walked, like, he just took off running. I'm like, what the? I don't even know the situation. But the nigga just dipped out of there. I'm like, what? Is this nigga about to, like, you owe this nigga money or something? I don't know what that shit was about. But fast forward, we get to Marv 1 battle. Marv, now, then they had a little small face-off. Chilla Jones, like, it was a little video chat thing. You know, what is the greatest thing about, I think the question was, what was the greatest thing about your opponent, and why do you feel like you win over this, your opponent? And I remember, or what do you feel that you do better than the other person? I'm paraphrasing, but I remember Hazy was like, that's a good question. Take it to Marv One. Marv, why don't you tell him, Legend? And Marv was like, nobody raps like me, you know? Like, Hazy, he's actually good. He does something good. I don't know what it is, but he does something good. And Hazy took that as disrespect. Like, I'm not good. I'm great. And then he goes on to say, like, Marv, like, you great in the right room for you. And Marv, like, what you mean? Like, when you get around, like, he was trying to basically say that Marv is only fire on Kick of the Dot. And I'm like, has this nigga been living under a rock? Like, deadass, like, Hazy, like, I feel like I've been living under a rock for not knowing where you've been all this time. Last time I saw a Hazy Williams battle was against Showoff. And Showoff got that battle. That was the first time I ever saw a Showoff battle, actually. And Showoff got him all three rounds. But he had, you know, I got you. Because I feel like I'm coming off as a hater. So let me show you that I fuck with Hazy Williams. Hold on. Let me get this right. Oh, shit. Come on. What's that, a recorded time? All right. Let's get through this. Let's hurry up and get through this. Y'all hear me? Hey, Jonathan. You lied. Use the battle rap singer, but model for Woosah. But you gonna overwin? Cool. You can thank the crowd, cause you gonna go so far overwin that you gonna taste the cloud. Nigga, ain't a showtime when this arm raised, when this arm raise around, and you know show's over when you take a bow like no mentions. Before you was praised, little man, you ain't had no mentions. Plus you suck dick to sit that role, baby. That show business. And he started going off like, I ain't gonna pump fake. I got a 9-to-5, but I sell weed on my lunch break. So when I'm at work, I'm coming with work to call out, you're a singer. And then he had a line, and then the punchline was, Jaheim said, put that woman first. Don't play tough. Don't play tough. I didn't check niggas for less. It's a pay cut. Get your head cracked. Check, chest snapped, like, cakes up. Y'all caught that? Leave him alone. I'll raise the stock, then leave him alone. Anyway, he was like, I'm up with extra butter. And he called his guns like, these bitches is bad. Let's see Nunu and Farrah sex each other. Like, man, listen. I say that to say this. That was all his shit. That's all Hazy shit. I like, when I first heard that shit, I was fucking with all that shit. But talking like this about, but if that shit cannot, but let me, but I say that to say this. That shit can't do nothing what Marv can do. Nothing. All that shit he said in his first round with Showoff can't touch the surface of what Marv 1 can do in a first round. And Marv showed it. Yo, Marv has so many haymakers, man. Bro, I saw Real Deal. Real Deal was on his side. Real Deal was like, ah, damn. And like I said, Marv is not one of those rappers that's gonna, like, you're not gonna, he's metaphor heavy. Metaphor simile heavy. Like, he's actually gonna write with you. He actually writes. He don't do the, you know, 4-bar setup, and he does it. But he doesn't do 4-bar setups like everybody else does 4-bar setups. Like, in the third round, he was like, He was like, man, you was super, man. And then Lex Luthor end your whole life. Like, and then now I'm only mentioning the last bar, but there was three other bars before he said that. And it was, yeah, he did a couple of four bar setups in his third. Because he mentioned the tape deck situation, which, yeah, let me not get ahead of myself. He's like, you are a plot that never manifested. The saddest story of a battle rapper. Like, yo, Marv went in on this nigga, bro. Like, he really exposed, like, and then when Marv said, he don't belong with me up here. He don't belong with me up here. I was like, you right. What are we doing? Why did y'all book this? Why did Hazy have to talk that shit? He got smoked bad. Like, and then the third round, the only thing you can remember from his rounds was, I remember he had a KFC box, and basically what he did was he tried to flip Marv One's, you know, his slogan. See, I'm a nigga from Detroit, and I didn't brought them 380s through. And the last thing he gonna see is that blue. Over that navy blue, like, nigga, look what you done made me do. There's only three things guaranteed in life: death, taxes, and my legendary status. When you play as good as Iverson, they should never expect you to step in practice. Nigga, you are practice. Oh my mama, Hazy was practice. I realize I'm big time fanboying over Marv One right now. And I'm gonna chill out a little bit. Just stall me out. I'm just saying, if you listen to the rounds he had, like, yo, Hazy didn't stand a chance. He up here talking about Marv don't get crazy around niggas. He only get crazy around King of the Dot crowds, basically the white crowd. Like, that's the only crowds he can rock. He can't rock. What you talking about? Have you not seen him on URL the times that he's rocked it? He fought for his respect against Cortez. Niggas don't remember. I watched Marwan versus Cortez. He did his thing. Yeah, like, they gotta give Marv his respect. I don't like when they be trying to steal from Marv, man. Because Marv is literally one of them ones. He's a GOAT. He is definitely a GOAT. When he battled Charlie Clips, I didn't expect him to go so hard on Clips. But at the same time, the GOAT status. Hey, Charlie. Hey, Charlie. What did the five figure say to the face? What? Nothing, nigga, because it only takes one to put a nigga in this place. Bruh. I'm trying to tell you, Marv is fire. You can't take any away from him. I got 2 minutes left of this recording. But yeah, Marv 3-0'd the fuck out of that nigga. Lady Flames 3-0'd the fuck out of my verse. Ill Will 3-0'd King Lowe's. Big K 2-1. Debatable Rosenberg and Clips. I had fun doing this again. This felt good. This was refreshing. There's still a few other things that I want to touch on. Like, I want to touch on some stumble battles. But you know what? I'm going to say that for the next podcast. Because I think a lot of these next three podcasts I'm going to record, I'm not going to give you no dates. Because y'all already know. Anybody that listens, y'all already know how I rock. I don't really put a time limit. I don't have a set schedule. It's just whenever too much is on my mind about battle rap, here I come. That's just how it goes. So, this is B&B. I'm signing out respectfully. Thank you for listening. Out.